Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone. Today is going to be an incredible, incredible show. We hope you're as excited as we are. We're super, super excited, very pumped, if you can't hear it in my voice, to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and one of the real true elite doctors from the great state of Washington. We want to welcome as our very, very special guest today, Dr. Stephen Thane from Bellevue, Washington. Welcome, Dr. Thane.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Barr. It's a pleasure to be here. I look forward to spending a little time and hopefully sharing some great stuff today.
It's a super treat. It's a real treat, actually, and a real honor to have with you, or have you with us, actually, here today for the show. Many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, you know, one of the things that our audience happens to really, really love about this show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized in this case by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Thane from Bellevue, Washington. But also, you know, during the show, they really get a, I guess you would say, an up close and a personal look from behind the curtain as to why you, Dr. Thane, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and in your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused from the stress of injuries, and just many of these individuals who are just dealing with the stress and strains of life, and they come from far and wide to see you, and you've been incredibly, incredibly successful in your treatment approach of these conditions. We're going to dive right into the deep end of the pool here today. And one of the things that you are known for nationally is a treatment option known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Thane, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, non-surgical decompression is an approach where we're not using drugs or we're not using surgery. The beauty of it is you're using the natural disc pumping mechanism of the body to help the tissues of the spine to heal themselves. This is an approach where we have a special computerized program. It's a machine that works to restore integrity to segments of the spine, and it works that by we're able to isolate areas where there has been herniated discs or bulging discs or degenerative discs, areas where there's stenosis or arthrosis, where there's creating some pressure, and through the process of treatment, we're able to isolate those areas, and we work to accomplish a spinal distraction without muscle contraction. And we're able to get that at a specific level of the spine. It forces that natural disc pumping mechanism, which brings water and oxygen and nutrients to that area, and it helps to restore integrity to the disc structure. So we see actual healing of the annular structure, which is the outside of the disc. We see the nucleus, which is inside the disc, that gelatin substance that has a tendency to squirt and push out. We're seeing in many cases that's able to recede back in, and you're able to help people with these terrible chronic and acute problems. in ways that we haven't been able to in the past. So it's a phenomenal treatment. It has an incredibly high success rate, like 86 to 91% success rate for those who are candidates, and it's an amazing opportunity to help a lot of people who have not been able to help in the past.
You know, one of the things I love about you, and if you can, if you can hear it in my voice for our listeners, you know, I happen to know you outside of this show, so one of the interesting things about you is you have an incredible ability to paint visual pictures for your patients, and especially in your explanations of things that are really not commonplace for so many patients. In your practice, who are the best candidates for spinal decompression? Or I guess we would say, who, you know, what are the most common symptoms?
Well, most common things, of course, are back pain or leg pain, neck pain, arm pain, numbness, tingling, people having difficulty sleeping because, you know, they're being woken up when they move because their back or neck is hurting, people having difficulty walking or sitting. People have pain when they simply sneeze or cough, bending over. Those are the most common patients that we see as far as that are prime candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression.
Now, obviously, in a perfect world, you would be able to accept all the patients that present to you, but in your practice, there is a specific criteria that a patient has to meet to, in essence, qualify for acceptance. And part of that has to do with your protocols for evaluation. Can you speak a little bit about that and how you determine whether somebody is a candidate or not for acceptance into your practice for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we take a history, a detailed history, and we'll go through and find out, you know, specifically what is happening, what conditions you're suffering from, what has happened to you in the past, and then we will go into performing a detailed exam. And in the exam, we go through a series of orthopedic, physical, neurologic, physical examinations so we can gather information about you. I always tell everybody the first day is a fact-finding day. We're going to get all this information. Further tests that are going to be required, we'll want to see either recent x-rays or take x-rays ourselves. We do have digital x-rays at the office here, so we'll take those films. And then if may be appropriate to refer out for an MRI, or if someone has had an MRI, we request that they bring that MRI in with them so that we can review the results of that. Once we've gathered all this information, we're able to sit down and take the time to assess and determine, you know, A, are you a candidate? If you are a candidate, you know, what treatment would we specifically be recommending? If you are a candidate and a treatment we're recommending, you know, what stage are you in? How many visits are we going to require? And, of course, the question everybody wants to know, hey, doc, how much is this going to cost me? So once we've gathered all that information, we're able to answer those main questions. Again, you know, what's wrong? Can we help you? How long is this going to take? And how much is this going to cost?
I think those are the most common questions that a patient has. And I think that is such a direct approach to determining whether a patient is accepted into your practice, because the great news is if they are, then your success rate has been off the charts. It's been incredible. We are joined here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with our most special guest here today, Dr. Stephen Thane from Bellevue, Washington. And would you be kind enough, Dr. Thane, to actually share your contact information with our listening audience?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 425-644-8386. And they can also look us up on our website at www.bellevue, that's B-E-L-L-E-V as in Victor, U-E, Disc Center, D-I-S-C, and then center, C-E-N-T-E-R.com. That's our contact information.
That's great. Now, you touched upon three very powerful letters, and I would love for you to share with our listening audience here today, because it's such a common question about the difference between an x-ray and those three very popular letters known as MRI. What is the difference between an X-ray and an MRI, Dr. Thane?
That is a great question. You know, when you take a look at an X-ray, you can see hard anatomical structures like this, you know, the spine, the bones. You can see the space of the disc. So when we're looking at the spine, one of the most important components that we assess is the integrity of that disc structure. Well, on an X-ray, you can actually see the space, but you cannot see the disc itself. The uniqueness of what an MRI is able to provide to us is we can actually see that soft tissue. You can see the disc structure. So you can determine if there is any what we call bulging or protrusion, which is, again, where the disc structure, the integrity of the internal structure of the disc has been compromised. And what ends up happening is that structure ends up morphing in its normal ovoid shape. It actually starts to push out and bulge out. One of the best ways I've found to explain it, it's like taking if you can picture this, you squish a donut, and the inside of the jelly donut comes squirting out. And that's what can happen when discs become compressed or they become compromised in some way, that inside that nucleus will start to push out. And the MRI actually can show us that picture so we can see, is it midline, is it left, is it right, is it protruding, is it compromising any of the nerve components in that area. And so that's what we're able to ascertain from an MRI. And, you know, many times I've had patients, they come in and they say to me, oh, you know, I went to the doctor and I had an MRI and he said everything was okay. And I'll always say, well, bring me that information in. And what's interesting to me is that, yeah, well, the doctor they saw, you know, their treatment protocol may be just drugs or surgery. And if they're not a candidate for surgery, if that problem's not as bad enough to where it requires surgery at the time, they simply tell them there's nothing we can do about it. Well, that doesn't mean there's nothing wrong. And that doesn't mean that this person's not suffering from pain. It just means maybe they're not a candidate for surgery in that physician's eyes yet. But there's many people like that we can help, and they obviously are suffering from pain. That's why they went and had the MRI in the first place. And those, again, it's an incredible opportunity to be able to help people like that. Restore back to being able to do things they love to do every day in their life, and that's what we're able to do, especially with this treatment protocol being available for them.
It's an amazing, amazing opportunity for so many patients who unfortunately have not had success in other mediums or other types of treatment methods. And patients travel from so far away to see you. They cross state borders often to come to see you. And I was curious, one of the reasons one of the things that I wanted to ask you was, you could have practiced anywhere in the country. Why did you choose Bellevue to practice there?
That's a great question. Well, I grew up in this area. I actually grew up in Federal Way, which is 30-40 miles south of here. But, you know, I don't really know how I kind of ended up here. Bellevue was just a place after I came back home from chiropractic college. I ended up, just getting an apartment. I was working for an office. I worked as an associate for about a year, and for some reason, Bellevue was just an area that I had an affinity for. So I moved here in actually 1984, 1985. And opened my practice here in 1987. So it's been this will be my 30th year in practice here in Bellevue. But it's an area that I grew up in. I love this area. It's a beautiful area of the country. I would like to have a little less rain, but along with that rain comes some very beautiful, beautiful scenery. So you gotta learn to love it all. So anyways, that's why I'm here, and I have a lot of friends and family that are in this area, and so it's a beautiful place to be.
I think you fell in love with it the same reason we fell in love with it. And for our listening audience, we have such a loyal following. You guys are amazing. This is actually an international show. We're broadcast actually live from our studios here in the other side of the country, which is Palm Beach, Florida, which is quite different than where you live. But
yeah,
we fell in love with your area. It's so dynamic for all the same reasons that you did. And for the first time ever, I'm actually going to announce this ever on the history of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, that I actually ran that Seattle Marathon. I never shared that with anybody, but I figured this was, I waited years for you. to share that. But it is such a dynamic area, and I think that's part of the magic, especially with you, because I'm going to brag on you because, you know, you're such a humble doctor, and you're such a humble guy, but you're so incredibly successful. And the people that are fortunate enough to meet you and to be in your world are really, really, really blessed in that way, because you are a life changer, and you're a life changer because you've been such a student of what you do. And you actually also, too, one of the things I think that's interesting for our listening audience is to also understand that you actually have the highest level of certification. It's actually the national certification in non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you talk a little bit about your certification in non-surgical spinal decompression?
Yeah, and you know, actually, I have been involved with the non-surgical spinal decompression for, you know, a period of years. And you know, then that when I learned of the program at Parker University, which is in Texas, that you could, you know, obtain the national certification, I jumped all over it because I had never really been exposed to any major protocols, and you try and figure some things out on your own, but when you have the availability of a, you know, international medical advisory board, which is composed of a list of medical physicians and doctors of chiropractic who have been involved with decompression, on more than just a patient basis, even to the fact of studying the processes, the protocols, the physiology of it, and pulling all the research together. And I know there's been studies from, you know, some of the major universities around the country, from different you know, education centers, where they've come up with some amazing information, and they were able to formulate that into a program that allows us as physicians to gain better knowledge to be able to apply this technology in a way to get the absolute very best results. So anyways, when I found out that was available, I immediately, you know, made my reservation and got down there and took the training and, continued to learn more. You know, one of my mentors once told me, you know, when you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you rot. And what that means is that, you know, I'm always in process of knowing that I can learn more. I mean, I've been in practice for 30 years. The more I learn, the more I realize, the less I know. So there's always something new that I can learn. I can always become a better physician. I can always do something a little bit better. And that's kind of been a philosophy of my life and my practice. And so, again, I was excited to be able to go through this training, and it's absolutely opened up some doors of being able to help people, more people, and be more effective and efficient, be able to get the best results for my patients.
I think it's incredible. It really, really is. You know, if you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor happens to be teacher.
Absolutely.
And you've been an incredible teacher to your patients, because one of the most powerful things that you do so well is you really empower your patients to take responsibility. You really empower them by giving them tools to be able to protect their spine, to protect their health, to protect their discs long term. And that's one of the things that you're noted for. And in addition to that, I think it's very interesting, because such a interesting part of your practice has been the treatment of patients who've been unfortunately involved in an automobile accident. Can you speak a little bit, Dr. Thane, on the connection between disc injuries and automobile accidents?
Absolutely, and that's something, you know, especially, I mean, everybody's heard of a whiplash, but people don't realize the long-term effects that particular accident can cause. You know, when you get struck, for example, from behind, you have this bowling ball, weighs, you know, 12, 14 pounds. Some people, gargantuan heads, they're 16 pounds or whatever. they get hit from behind, and that bowling ball snaps back, and there's seven tiny little bones.
We weren't talking about ego now. We were just talking about the head itself, the weight of the head, correct?
Yes. So the head whips back, and, you know, that puts an incredible amount of shear force in through the spine and the tissues of the spine. You have the facet joints and the articular cartilage and the fibrocartilage of the discs and the little muscles and ligaments that support the spine. What ends up actually happening is you will cause a tearing of those tissues. And that tearing of the tissues results in a lot of long-term results. First of all, there'll be a healing of that tissue, but it does form a scar tissue. And that tissue has several qualities to it. Number one, it's not quite as flexible, so people end up being more stiff. It's not quite as strong, so that the tissues are a little bit weaker. And lastly, they're more sensitive. They've actually found that there's more nerve endings that grow into that area than normal tissues. So it actually becomes more sensitive. So people end up with some potentially long-term or life-resulting pains and symptoms that they suffer from accidents like that. And the treatment that we provide here, we're working with people to try and restore and help the body to heal to its very best ability to minimize the long-term stiffness, to minimize the scar tissue formation, to restore optimal function to the areas that are injured so that they don't have those long-term complications. Now, a good way to kind of share with everybody is that there is tissue changes that happen. You know, you've ever heard of those sprinters or those world-class sprinters when they tear a hamstring. Oftentimes, they never quite get that hundredth of a second back. Tissues are changed. They are damaged. And in many cases, it's not quite the same. But if you get under treatment and you have someone work with you, you can actually end up, almost fully, or in some cases even fully, restore people back to where they were before. And that's why it's so important to get under care with somebody who understands that process, the healing of those tissues. And again, our biggest strength is that we don't use drugs, we don't use injections, we don't use surgery. We try to work with the body in a natural process to help it to heal, to get back to those optimum states.
It's such an incredible position, and it's really a position of authority when it comes to being the advocate, as you are and as you're known for your patients after trauma, and especially as you know so well that in your case or in your practice, there's so many patients that are referred to you from orthopedic surgeons and from neurosurgeons, and especially, very interesting, which I bet our listening audience wasn't privy to, but I think it's a good time to share it, is also the simple fact that when someone's involved in an accident, often they have a claim or a pending claim, and they are represented by counsel or by an attorney. And I find it very interesting that there are so many attorneys in your area, in the Bellevue area, that know that when they refer a patient to you, that in essence you, Dr. Thane, have the incredible ability to coordinate and to really control the direction of the patient's treatment, the success of, or in essence, the outcomes in a positive way with the patients, and to be able to also to document that as well, because part of the process is documentation as well. So with regards to the timing of an automobile accident, when should a patient see you after trauma or after an automobile accident?
As soon as they can actually get in. The sooner the better, because the process of healing of tissues begins immediately. So the sooner we can follow up with them and begin whatever process we can in the recovery of their injury and accident and their healing process, the better it is for them. And, of course, you know, as you share, if somebody's in a really bad accident, you know, usually they'll go to the hospital, they'll get checked out. Once the hospital's, you know, confirmed there's no fractures, there's hemorrhages or any things of that nature that are, you know, more life-threatening, then, of course, they'll need to begin the process of healing, and that's where we would step in right after that process. And like you had shared, in working with different attorneys, as a matter of fact, I have a case right now, a woman, she was in a through a three-car accident, and you know she's been having numbness and tingling. She went to the ER, and of course they sent her home with a list of medications to take. And she's a housekeeper. She does work like that, and she's struggling right now to do her work. She's having numbness into her arms and hands. We have begun the process of working with her. We've been able to help her sleep through the night a little bit. We just began treatment with her just a few days ago. I've got her scheduled for an MRI to be able to assess so we can take a look at if there's disc damage. And if she's a candidate, then non-surgical decompression will be a tremendous option for her. But just as you explained, the process of healing starts right away. So we've gotten involved, you know, right after the accident, and we're helping her through that process.
I think it's fantastic. And I wanted to ask you, who's going to have a better season this year, the Mariners or the Seahawks? Because the Seahawks had a heck of a season.
Oh, boy.
And just for the record, this is the first time we've ever asked a prediction in any sports on the Physician Spotlight radio show. But I just felt this was just a great time, being such an advocate of all the things. You know, you practice what you preach, Dr. Thing. You live such an incredible life and lifestyle. You're really, really an authority in that direction. But you're also a great sports fan as well. So I think I'm asking the right source, because I'm excited about the Mariners.
Yes, you're right. I definitely am a sports fan. I've been a fanatic Seahawks fan for years, and obviously do support the Mariners too. And I actually, just to share with you, I was the chiropractor for the Seattle Thunderbirds, which is a junior hockey team here in Seattle, for about 15 years. I've seen Seahawks, Sounders, I've seen world-class water skiers as patients. I have all sorts of different patients. I used to even take care of the WWE when they would come into town. So I've seen The Rock and all those different people. But anyways, that being said, my prediction. All right, so since this question is coming from Dr. Bard from the East Coast in the state of Florida, and I know that you have an acquaintance, I don't know if it was a relative or not, that's going to be playing for the Mariners this year, then my answer is, of course, the Mariners are going to have a spectacular season this year. And that's going to be my answer.
You know, you're so good. I give you so much credit. And by the way, he's having a great spring training, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, fantastic.
And, so it's close to the source, and it's close to home. And our son helped get him ready, of course, as he does every year. And only this time he's playing for your team. So we're not gonna give a shameless plug that way. But I will give a shameless plug for my favorite coffee in the world, Storyville Coffee. Can I give a shameless plug to Storyville Coffee, which I actually have shipped from Bainbridge Island to my house every
there
2 weeks? Is that incredible? We're making a lot of history.
We are known for our coffee here.
You've been such an incredible guest. You really have. I wish we had more time. I would love to have you back on another show to delve into all the other things that you do out of your practice, and especially when you started talking about some of the other things with sports. Oh, my gosh. There's so many things I would love to talk to you about, and I know our listening audience as well would love to hear. I'd love to have you back again. Would you join us on another broadcast?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
It was great. So we have here today Dr. Stephen Thane, our most special guest from Bellevue, Washington. And in closing, Dr. Thane, would you be kind enough one more time to just give your contact information back to our listening audience?
Sure. Phone number again is 425-644-8386. And the website is www.bellevue, that's B-E-L-L-E, V as in Victor, U-E, DISC, D-I-S-C as in Charlie, Center, C-E-N-T-E-R.com.
What an incredible guest. What an incredible doctor. This is one of the shortest shows in history. We had so much fun. I want to thank our listening audience, both nationally and internationally, for joining us on the live broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And on behalf of my co-host, who was on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan, I want to thank you guys one more time. You've been incredibly loyal to this show. Our audience continues to get bigger and better. And we're so gifted, and we're so lucky today to have with us Dr. Thane, who's just absolutely incredible. I could just rave and rave about him. Just love to just so thankful that he joined us here today out of his busy schedule. So I want to thank you guys again, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Make it a great day. We'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.